We are in the most beautiful month for me of the year, the month of November, the month of the Holy Souls. And one of the most beautiful fruits that we can have in praying for the souls in purgatory is to have their friendship in life, but especially at the moment of death, when we meet them, when we go to heaven with so many more friends than we started with. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I'd like to share with you just a very simple story from a viewer showcasing how they came to get her father at his moment of death. Now listen to this. I had a devotion to this holy soul since December of 2014 when my invalid father and I began praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet every evening for the holy souls. On the evening of July 6th after work, I was on my way to the nursing home to have dinner and pray with my dad. He had asked me to sit with him at dinner each night in his room. He had paralysis resulting from a massive stroke 30 years before. My mom took care of him until the last year and a half as it was more difficult for her, and I said yes to having dinner every night. During his dinner, we prayed for the holy souls. I had promised the holy souls I would pray for them, and if they came to me, that was okay, but I would ask, please don't scare me. As I was driving that particular evening, I heard a very sweet, gentle voice behind me say, "Excuse me," very distinct. I was startled, but not afraid. I prayed as I continued driving, "God, if that was the voice of a holy soul, show me." A few minutes later, I stopped at a light behind a car. Its license plate read, "Judge." Later that evening, I read the entry for July 6th in my Day by Day for the Holy Souls book, "Sweetness Before the Sovereign Judge." The reflection read, "All you do for the poor sufferers, do with great joy and humility." And I had great joy visiting my father. I felt it was a privilege to serve him, for he was a wonderful, loving, faithful man. I knew then that a holy soul had spoken these sweet, gentle words to me as I was driving to see my dad. My dad went into hospice on October 13th, the Feast of Fatima. I stayed overnight with him on October 13th and 14th. He died peacefully on October 15th at 6 p.m., the Feast of St. Teresa of Avila. On the morning of October 15th, the hospice nurse said that she heard my dad calling out in the early hours of the morning. She said she had never experienced that from a patient who was on morphine for pain. I believe my dad was communicating with all the holy souls he had prayed into heaven. Now they were getting ready to escort him home later that evening. Absolutely beautiful. Reasons why, and many of you already do, we should pass on this love for the holy souls. That's definitely a family thing that I've seen. Sometimes gifts that we have spiritually speaking, especially with the souls in purgatory, we pass those on to our children just like traits. Blue eyes, brown hair, whatever are the traits that we're passing on. These spiritual ones are so amazing. Imagine this beautiful gift that her father had. Where did it start? Possibly many generations before. Now she has it. And now she's passing it on to us, just to remind us, just to encourage us. This devotion is going to pay off in your life with joy, with peace, with blessings, and especially that glorious moment that you and I should not be afraid of. We should be excited to meet all these incredible friends that we will have in heaven. My friends, God bless you on this beautiful day, and I will see you in the next one.